All right, Evan, I hope we're both recording. Special bonus episode 2. Let's do this!
Welcome to the Oddity Archive with Ian and David.
Welcome back to the Oddity Archive. Bonus episode number 2, about to begin. As the same with last episode, we're going to be watching a show with y'all today. And with me, once again, the world famous Ian.
What's up, y'all?
Ian, how you doing?
Doing great.
Any thoughts on the first episode? How did it go? First time ever being on a podcast.
It's first time on a podcast. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I can talk, so that works for me.
But that's really the only skill you need for a podcast.
Yeah, I can talk. Yeah.
Is an ability to talk. He regaled us with his stories of the West. We're actually returning to the West this week. Mm. So I have kept these episodes secret from Ian to
keep no idea what
sort of an element of the main show in these bonus episodes. Evan usually comes in having no idea about a topic. I have kept Ian blind on what we're going to do. Today, we are going to watch The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
Yes.
Season 1, Episode 1.
Oh, okay.
We're going premiere
here.
And I'll hit play here in a second, but we'll get into why I picked this episode. This episode has a unique place in Ian and I's friendship.
It's true.
I found this one literally by just Googling The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, and I think I got it on the Roku channel because despite what I thought, it's not on Discovery Plus. It looks like this does have ads strewn about, so you know, we'll just fill time with that. Maybe we'll let you know what they're advertising, but that's what we're going to be doing. Season 1, Episode 1, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
So ready.
If you're interested, you can hit pause now, find it if you want to. But we're going to get rolling on this and see where we end up. So,
join us.
3, 2, 1, play. All right, there we go. We got audio. We got video. We're in gear.
I'm ready.
Skinwalker Ranch has been a center of UFO and paranormal activity for 200 years. Now, I'm going to fill this beginning part with the story of why we are watching this episode of this show. So, Ian, in addition to being a friend of mine, he is also one of my coworkers.
Yep.
And he started dead in the height of COVID.
So strange.
And we share an office. We still share an office. And
my dead cow.
When he started the job, like I said, it was in the height of COVID, and so everything was shut down. We literally could not do our job. No. There was nothing for us to do.
We were stuck in an office.
So Ian made some brain helmets.
I did.
That we still use today.
Still use this day.
Actually. Yep. And I, you know, having known Ian for a few weeks, was like, hey, you want to find out what's happening on Skinwalker Ranch? And you probably very confusedly
said, what is that?
You're probably like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, you're about to.
But I was intrigued. Yeah.
And so at work, we watched season 1 of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
This is taking me back.
Yeah. So we've got a dead cow. That is one of the phenomena that supposedly happens at Skinwalker Ranch. Now, this also happens to be out west.
It is. It is. I don't know as much about that area, but I believe they reference it a couple times.
Yeah.
Utah, right?
Northern Utah, yeah. I think. This actually, they show it on the map here in just a second, I think. I think it's actually up near where they were looking for Butch Cassidy's treasure.
The Browns.
Like, yeah, Browns, the Brown corner where they were raving.
Yeah.
Where they had where they were.
Dugout rave.
Yeah. Bury your gold and come to the rave. Now, I've known about Skinwalker Ranch for a long time. because it's like kind of a famous location in the paranormal world. Paranormal slash UFO world.
Yeah.
It's a pretty famous place. And so I can remember when I heard this show was going to be a thing, getting excited.
Okay.
I was like,
this is already known at that point.
Oh yeah. Skinwalker Ranch is, I'm going to go legendary status in this kind of realm. And so when they first announced this show, I remember being like, oh my God, I'm going to get to see Skinwalker Ranch
on video.
We're going behind the gate. Cause there was an episode of a show. I don't remember the name of the show, but do you know Jesse Ventura?
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Became a governor and all that stuff. He had a show where he like investigated conspiracies and stuff.
Really?
And I distinctly remember an episode where he was going to Skinwalker Ranch to investigate Skinwalker Ranch. And he got to the gate and like some security person comes out and is like, you're not allowed past this gate.
I mean, that's what I'm interested in. Right now, we've got the owner talking to them in this, you know, ornate boardroom somewhere in the middle of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So he said new owner. So has this been owned by different moguls? He's an investor, he just said.
Yes.
With a security force, like for a long time? It's not like a government property, right?
Well, kind of.
Oh, here we go.
So Skinwalker Ranch, brief history, was owned by a family. And then I'm skipping over all of the important stuff. But at some point was sold to a man last name Bigelow. Owned Bigelow Aerospace.
Of course.
And he bought the ranch and brought in government personnel, got a lot of government contracts to research what was going on at Skinwalker Ranch. And then this guy, Brandon Fugel, I think his name is, bought it from Bigelow, I think.
So Skinwalker Ranch was too big for Bigelow.
Too big for the Bigelow.
Too big for the Bigelow. Got to sell it.
And when...
Oh, Uinta. Okay, I know that is.
There you go. And so when Brandon bought it, I think he went with the idea of, I can probably make money off of this because it's a famous property.
Yeah. He's an investor.
Yeah. And so I was really excited because I had seen Jesse Ventura get turned away from Skinwalker Ranch, which was, that was a ridiculous show. He would just go to these places where, like, of course they're not going to let somebody in. And somebody would come out and be like, you can't come in. And he'd be like, I was a governor. Let me in. And like, it never worked. But
they're like, you shall not pass.
But I remember being excited to see what was actually going on in Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm.
Yeah, so a lot of Native American history here. That's where the term Skinwalker comes from.
Skinwalker Ridge. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as we're talking, learning about it too. Which is interesting. I mean, growing up out west, Skinwalkers is a real thing that I've heard about. I had a high school teacher that actually worked on one of the reservations, and he had some
encounters.
Like, he had like very subtle encounters, but then some of the stories he told us about the people he worked with, like freaky, like truck drivers driving through the reservation, and suddenly this like very tall thing is like running next to the truck and like looks into the window of the truck. Like,
what?
Yeah. Like right now I'm like getting a little goosebumps talking about it. Cause I remember I was like a ninth grader being like, what is he talking about?
I feel like we need to turn the light off in this room. Make it spooky.
We totally could. Skinwalkers. And then the books, you know, Tony Hillerman books. You ever heard of those?
No.
Great Western mystery novels, but wrap some of this lore into it.
Oh.
One of the books is called Skinwalker.
Really?
And I read that as a kid. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have to warn you, we're definitely going to get haunted now.
Okay.
Because one of the things with skinwalkers is if you say skinwalker, they're out to get you.
How does this work with the title, Skinwalker? You know,
it's kind of a,
all of like Discovery, a
Bloody Mary thing. If you say the name enough, it's going to appear.
So all history executives and Discovery
there
officials.
Robert Bigelow, there he is. Yeah. So they did a lot of research out there. And it was very secretive.
To 2013, 2015.
So 2015, the Bigelow activities stop. I like to think they just used it for like party zone.
Yeah.
Like secret
space parties.
Secret space parties.
Like, aeronautical engineers being like, let's go out to the ranch.
Yeah. People are genuinely scared of going to Skinwalker Ranch.
I mean, aside from like a reality show that they're playing this up with, I mean, whenever I hear those things, especially from like a native community, like, I'm going to take it serious. Like, they,
oh, yeah.
There's some things existing outside of us, I think, that don't make sense. And some of that, I'm like, hmm.
You know, we, the first episode was true crime stuff, you know, some outlaw stuff. But where do you fall on the paranormal?
Ghosts, like to side towards UFOs. I like to think that we don't know a lot. And so I'm probably going to fall more on the paranormal UFO things and openness to it.
Okay.
Some things can be explained, I think, that we like play up in the world. Like, I'm sure some of the show, I'm like, okay, like it's probably something else going on.
Yeah.
But I think out there, there's definitely something to it. I mean, background on myself, right? Got a theology degree as well. So I'm going to like get into, you know, the supernatural from time to time as well.
Yeah.
Right. I was the kid of the school that would piss everybody off. I'm like, ghosts exist, right? And people are like, no. I'm like, how do you even study this and say ghosts don't exist? This doesn't make sense.
Uh-oh,
we got a video.
So you're on a ghost. You, aliens. Mm-hmm. Do you believe aliens have visited the Earth?
I think so. I mean, I like your theory that you've thrown out there that it might be us in the future.
Oh, yeah. I haven't discussed that on the podcast yet, but I can here in just a second.
Tossed it out there.
Yeah. So my theory on aliens is that they're future humans.
Revisiting our past.
Right, yeah. They're humans way in the future that are time traveling. Could be some sort of advanced archaeology that they're doing. Could be that they're so far advanced that it's like a school field trip. Let's go see human history today,
folks. Is the theory that they're going to meddle at all in their past history, or is it just like an observation?
I think observation. Mission?
And then, like, the encounters are mistakes that we hear about.
Yeah, that's my thought, is that when people have experiences with aliens or UFOs, most of them were just mistakes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, the UFOs, like the aerial school UFO, I think that shit broke down. And they had to fix it.
And they're like, crap, we're stuck here. Oh, just, the kids are looking at us.
We gotta get going. But yeah, future humans.
Hold up. Are they driving like a Maserati right now? What is happening?
Yeah, I think it is a Ferrari.
Ferrari?
Yeah, so Brandon is rich.
Yes, clearly. Yep, there he is.
Oh, Lamborghini.
Yeah, he's a Lambo.
Lamborghini, can I just say, way better than Ferrari. I'm making a stance here because of their attitude towards cars. Ferrari is a very stuck-up company.
Yeah. I mean, sheer horsepower-wise, you know. I played enough racing games back then. The Lambos. Has some serious horsepower in those cars.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to steer, though. Remember that, like, all those games?
They are hard to steer.
So much power, you couldn't even really steer them well.
Yeah, nine-year-old me was not good at steering Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're meeting some of the team.
Oh, hold on. Was his name's not the same as the investor. Was that another Fugle?
Yeah. There are multiple Fugles.
Is this a son, a cousin? What is this?
I think the helicopter pilot is his brother.
Okay.
I think.
This guy has so much.
And then
so
another
money.
Guy you will meet, who is my favorite on this show, is one of his, I think, childhood friends. Yeah. I believe they're all Mormon.
Yeah.
I think this is like a Mormon situation.
Salt Lake City. Yeah, there's the Wasatch Mountains. That's beautiful. Did you notice that the helipad...
Wait, did you just name a mountain range again?
There's the Wasatch Mountains, yeah. All the good skiing. I've skied there. All the good skiing is right behind me.
I told you, folks, last episode. Ian has stories.
Yeah.
Sees a mountain near Skinwalker Ranch, has skied it.
Well, that's interesting. City. But did you notice that the helipad came out with them?
Yeah.
They left it behind. I'm like, this is some serious money we're talking about.
Yeah. They like drove the helipad out and then took off.
Took off and just left it back on the tarmac.
Oh my God. I want to know what Brandon Fugle's doing to get all this money.
Investing.
So now they're driving Travis out to the ranch
first time.
So Travis is the like scientist that they're bringing in to verify.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the expert.
We're praying. I think you're right.
What's that?
We're praying right now in the helicopter.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah. I think you're right on the LDS assumption.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There we go.
Yeah. No mention of Mary, so I don't think Catholic. I'm going to go with Mormon.
I think Mormon. Yeah. I think if there is a place to pray, it's in a helicopter. Those things scare me.
For real.
I would not get in a helicopter.
I've been in one, but it was by mistake. It's not a story for the day.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Accidentally got in a helicopter.
Yeah. Well, lost on a mountain. Only had to get rescued by one.
Okay.
We can do an episode about that later.
Only you.
Do that later.
Yeah. If anybody out there wants story time with Ian for bonus episodes, let me know. I can definitely arrange that. There is no shortage of them.
To a fault, folks. Raised by storytellers, I guess.
So yeah, Travis is coming in. He's going to meet the team that's out there because they've been there for a little while doing
some. Do you think they've ever had like helicopter issues over the property? Like you'd think like some instruments would go though.
I have watched 6 seasons of this show.
Okay.
Oh, they have had helicopter issues. Yes.
I'd be nervous being a pilot around that area.
I would.
My instruments are going to go wild.
I would too. They have had issues with everything you can imagine out there. And it's hard for me to determine what is getting played up for the show versus what's actually.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. There you go.
He doesn't fly over the ridge.
He's uneasy flying over Skinwalker Ridge.
Ah, the avionics. Mm. That's the word I needed.
Avionics.
Before. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
There we go.
Homestead 1.
So we're coming in.
They're coming into the land.
Yeah, there's the helipad at the. At
which
the ranch.
Communicates further the money behind the guy that owns
this.
Oh, yeah. I got a helipad on the ranch.
Yeah.
My family runs a ranch. There's no helipad there.
Yeah. For a semi-random ranch in Utah, a lot of people have poured a lot of resources into it. There was a story, the first family that, like, documented this stuff. There was a story of, like, a dire wolf. That showed up on the property.
Really?
Yeah.
Which would be kind of strange for that area from what I know about wolves out there.
Yeah.
They just reintroduced them to Western Colorado. Not far from here. But that's like been hundreds of years since they've seen them there.
And that was like controversial that they were releasing the wolves out there.
Yeah. Again, another podcast, whether that's working or not, but definitely going on over there.
Yeah. So here comes the security team. There we go.
Giant M16s.
Just in case a skinwalker comes off of the helicopter.
I really don't think those bullets would do much, right? If it's a skinwalker.
They didn't to the dire wolf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here we go, meeting the team. I mean, there we go. There's my favorite character, Dragon.
Did you call a guy Dragon? I thought
that's
so.
That's the name he goes by. Bryant. Arnold. But he goes by Dragon. He's the head of security. He's probably the one that turned Jesse Ventura around.
What do you think his story is?
How did he become the head of security? I think he was Brandon's childhood friend.
Okay.
That's the one I was talking about.
Okay.
So I think he kind of got this job because of all of that. They're really playing up the danger.
I was going to say,
being on the
based
ranch.
On everything they've said about the danger of this place, those guns are completely inadequate to meet the challenge. But they look cool on camera.
If you got a shape shifting demon coming at you, I don't think a shotgun is going to do a lot. But it'll make it feel better, right? Here we go, command center. There we go. Got some artifacts.
Cool.
Got pictures. Eric's got the control room.
I remember this control room.
Yes.
Oop, keypad entry.
Keypad. It's very secretive. Now, my favorite part of the control room is the LED underglow lights.
Just for effect.
On the desk. Yes.
Now, is that like the Half-Life logo in the background? Do you remember that video game?
Oh, Half-Life. That's one of my favorite games of all time. Gordon Freeman, shout out to you.
Am I making that up or just like a little too close?
I think it's like a... like a toxic symbol or something like that.
Like, is Eric Bard actually just gaming in that room the whole time?
I'm sure he does. Yeah. I would. Did you see that setup?
Yeah. It's like, this is my game room, man.
Half-Life would be a good game to play on Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at the underglow there.
Right?
LED lights. I see them.
And green.
Green.
Green for aliens. You got to get that going. Yeah, they got cameras all over this ranch. So they're looking at everything. Thermographic imagery. Night vision imagery. What else you got for me? Weather data.
And then he's like, "Well, sorry, that's my game of Half-Life there. Let me switch the input." I forgot to take it down.
Hold on.
Hey, I got to save it.
Let me save my progress.
Save my progress.
Satan? Sentinel. Why would you name the system Satan? And notification. What?
That's just asking for trouble.
They have not mentioned that lately. So they're using the Satan system.
So somewhere in the episode, they're like, what does Satan say? that's just asking for trouble, man.
Whenever they get a signal of interest, Satan tells him. I mean, if I'm trying to attract demons,
I guess,
to get evidence, I'm going to start talking about how Satan is here.
I mean, right? you want to be the bait, knock yourself out.
Right? Avionics. They're tracking all of the planes.
Now, are there reported incidents of air issues, like commercial airplane issues over the range?
Not that I know of with commercial airplanes.
You'd think it'd be like a dead zone to not fly around. Maybe at certain altitudes.
If they're having that many issues. Yeah, you probably don't have like a 747 buzzing Skinwalker range.
Unless you're in Conair.
A little bit low for those planes to be flying. All right, let's go on the tour. Let's get the tour. Oh, we got another side-by-side.
That's side-by-side every episode.
There we go.
History Channel loves side-by-sides.
Oh, they do.
Oh, but that one's got like, that's a full-on.
A four-door.
Yeah, that's not open air.
That's a luxury
edition. In case a Skinwalker tries to come get you in the side-by-side. Yeah, we got a door.
So it looks like there are little circles for ads, but they're just not playing for us.
It's good for us.
So, yeah. No ads. I bet that's got AC.
Yeah.
Probably cup holders. Might even have a radio.
Now, has he stated his stance on paranormal activity as an astrophysicist? That comes out during the show, probably. He's a skeptic walking in here, or is he like semi-believer already?
I'm not sure. So I'm not sure where he is at here in this episode, but I don't know if this is a spoiler alert or not, but I want to say season 4. He shows up at the ranch because, he doesn't stay here year round. They show up, they film for a few months, mm-hmm. and then he leaves. I want to say season 4, he shows up at the ranch and he sits everybody down and he's like, I have an admission to make. I have been doing things that you all are not aware of. And he discloses that he was one of the head researchers for the government's UAP task force. So, I don't know if you remember, the government hearings about UAPs and stuff, but he was involved with that. Yeah, he was kind of undercover-ish. Ooh. So, I don't know if he was a believer here in this episode, but he at least became, really interested in it because he was doing the work for the government.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about some... Oh, it's here we go. This is what we're talking about. Yeah. See? Yeah. 357 didn't do nothing. Went to get some bigger guns. And then keep shooting at the wolf. And it doesn't drop. Yeah. I would not want to be fighting
the direwolf. It's like the Blackbeard of wolves.
It is.
30-06. That is a powerful weapon.
Right?
The wolf had a hard time getting the
head off. If I shoot at a giant wolf, no effect. I'm not chasing it.
Right.
I'm not chasing the wolf down. I'm going to be like, okay, all right, well, have your cow. That's fine. But I think they're getting at that it was a skinwalker.
Yeah.
Because it
is a being, not a wolf.
Transformed. Yeah. So you got, there's a wide range of things happening here because mm-hmm. you have the UFO stuff, you have skinwalkers, which kind of cryptid-ish, you have some ghost stuff going on. I'm going to go check out the Mesa. Back into the side by side.
He's not entirely convinced that it can't be explained right now.
Yeah.
So he is a little skeptical.
He is a bit skeptical.
Yeah. That is an interesting question, though, right? Is the Skinwalker lore, like, is it actually UFOs? Is it more on the full spiritual end?
Well, the Skinwalker originated in Native American culture. Yeah. As sort of a... I could be wrong on this, but I think the origin story is that they're like...
I think he's talking about it right now.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. So let's see.
It's the history.
But I think it's like witch doctors that like went too far or something. Okay.
All right. So you and Navajo skirmish.
Oh, yeah. The Navajo's.
I've always heard from the Diné or like the Navajo perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean,
they unleashed the shape-shifting spirits. Now, if you could shape-shift, what would you shape-shift into?
A bear.
Your spirit animal.
Yeah, for sure.
What kind?
Ooh.
You going grizzly, polar, koala?
Koala. Oh. I don't know, but I'd probably go black bear.
Black bear?
Just because that's actually more like where I'm from. Like, I mean, I've seen some grizzlies before, but that's like, I don't need to be like ferocious all the time if I'm a shapeshifter.
Okay. Would you say black bear specifically is your spirit animal?
I think so.
Or just any bear?
I think black bear, yeah.
Okay. If I was going to shapeshift...
What are you going to be?
I don't know why. My first thought was dragonfly.
Ooh.
They're pretty quick.
They're very quick. Yeah. They're very quick. They can switch direction very
fast. Yeah, like real quick.
Could also fit into small areas.
Yeah.
I mean, flying is a good idea. I also thought of a bird for a second.
Yeah, flying would be cool. Do like peregrine falcon.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
I love peregrine falcon.
There you go. Okay, we're checking for radiation here. And I know that one of my original thoughts on this whole thing was that it was the result of like radiation from nuclear testing.
Yeah.
Because I know they did nuclear weapons testing out there. And I know radiation can cause some wild
stuff. And I would say that even aside from testing, I mean, again, having lived somewhere close to that area, like the whole like Colorado Plateau is like where all the uranium is.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So like as a naturally occurring compound, like it's already out there.
So even if it wasn't nuclear testing, like there's uranium in the ground out there.
Yeah. I'd have to look at a map and see how far it is. But like some of the small towns we're living, that's like what they were originally prosperous for was uranium mining.
Now, dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
Is uranium just in its natural state radioactive?
I don't know. Like, I think it has to be processed to like be potent as we use it like in explosives. But
like they got to process it in some sort of way?
But there is something to that because they have a lot of the folks that worked in those mines and areas like that, a lot of health issues have been noted.
Yeah.
Because of proximity to that area, so
that makes sense.
There's got to be some of it. I think, yeah, the way we process it certainly makes it more powerful. But
yeah, like if they're taking these radiation readings and they're like standing on a payload of uranium,
right?
Like that's going to cause issues.
Yeah, because out west, like that's a concern, and like I mean, not that this is happening here, but like radon, all that stuff is like you do that testing's happening all the time out west, like.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you build something or have a house, they do radon testing. There's.
Did you know Richmond, Virginia? Radon.
Radon? Nothing.
It's like a thing here.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like not a thing in most places, but for some reason, Richmond, Virginia, got to get radon testing done. I don't even know what it is.
I don't totally understand.
It's something that like seeps out of the ground, but I don't know what it does. I probably should. I hope they tested my house
before I moved in. Yeah, it's more gas, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, microwave radiation.
Microwave radiation. Just trying to cook a burrito. Oh.
Oh.
We don't know what's going on with this microwave.
Yeah, I mean, what is that whole ridge is just like sitting on?
Yeah, like just a deposit of uranium in there. I mean, that would explain a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. This is an interesting. I can't remember what the lore is, but they used to say, too, for uranium that another. What is it? Another mineral would appear close by that was greenish, like had a greenish tone to it.
Okay.
And there was actually a plant or a flower that would grow nearby those areas. And the miners in the early days would actually look for the flower to kind of know where to start, potentially digging for uranium for all those reasons, like mineral next to it, the flower that grows. I can't remember the name of it, but.
Like they had a whole system for.
Yeah, I learned that out there when we did some of these hikes. We had some folks that knew the area well and be like, oh, yeah, that, you know, I can't remember the flower name, but that is actually usually a note that there's some sort of deposit.
Okay.
Or it would get people curious about it.
Yeah. I could get my dowsing rods out.
Oh, we learned about those last time.
For uranium. Yeah. Jim Morse, ranch manager.
Got a great vest.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Winterton. They love to talk about Thomas Winterton getting a bump on his head from the radiation on the ranch.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They bring it up like every other episode for three seasons. There's Dragon.
So I'm curious about Dragon, right? If he's a friend of the investor, right?
Yeah.
Like he buys the ranch and like, you know, Brandon's like software tech guy in SLC. And he was like, hey, you going to be my head of security? And this guy's like, sweet. I'm going to go get an M16.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, does he have like a, like these guys have like a police or like military history? Or they're just like, you're head of security.
I think Dragon, just your head of security. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, look, let's be honest here. He does not look like someone that has a lot of experience firing weaponry.
That's just what I'm wondering here, yeah.
The other security guy, the, like real tall guy, Caleb, I think his name is, he was a Marine. He was in the Marines.
There you go.
So he has some history with that stuff. Oh, right. We're talking about the bomb testing. Here we go. Ah!
The downwind.
View in a basin, Skinwalker Ranch, downwind from nuclear weapons testing. Well,
I'm interested in, I'm going back to something they said. I'm interested in the like lore of the Skinwalker that they said that the the Ute people like enslaved the Navajo. My always impression, maybe this is just like where I live in Colorado, but the Ute were like fairly nomadic.
Oh, okay.
And like were smaller groups, like kind of moving around. Whereas I always like thought that the Navajo was actually like a much larger like native group with like real towns and stuff. So it's an interesting power switch in that story. I'd have to.
It's not what you would expect.
Yeah, look that up. But
yeah,
that's an interesting piece I haven't heard before.
So here we go, showing
the downwind
the fallout, the downwind of the nuclear weapons testing. So basically, all of Utah.
I know it was all of Utah.
Just got about to slammed say by weapons.
Then you should be able to go like. Where that map was, you should be able to go to St. George, which is down there in the south southwest, and like get these kind of readings too.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff doesn't decay fast.
No.
Like, it's definitely still going to be causing issues. So I wonder if there are just higher radiation readings all across Utah.
That's why, if you could sweep across that area and actually find.
That would be interesting.
And it's an interesting connection, right? To many people go to the desert for this spiritual kind of effect.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Could be radiation poisoning.
I mean, goes back well before radiation testing, but that might help.
Get some peyote, get some radiation. I think that is a big issue, is people stealing peyote from native lands, isn't it?
Yeah, we're actually like at a shortage, they say, because recreationally, you know.
Yeah.
Other non-native people are like, we're going to use this all the time. Whereas like the native groups are like, no, we use this in a very specified way. It's a medicinal. Yeah,
it is a.
Not just like.
There's a ritual that goes along.
Go have fun this weekend. It's like, no, there's a whole point to this.
Don't just grab some and take off for Vegas.
Yeah.
So we got the round table here trying to figure out what experiments they're going to do. Oh, yeah. Dragon really does not want them digging on the ranch. Oh.
Uh-oh.
dragons laying down the
he law. Just said the word unequivocally.
I can't even say it.
Unequivocally.
Dragon's got me on a word here.
Hey, dragon knows what he's doing. See? I mean, let's think about this. They're talking about radiation being in the ground. Mm-hmm. It probably is a bad idea to dig. Let's be real here.
Right? Could be. I mean, there's definitely some exposure pieces.
Oh, yeah. Dragon definitely does not like digging on this.
Rumblings heard in the Uinta Basin.
Ooh. Yeah, so even previous owners, when they dig or like move things around, it triggers some of the phenomenon. Which
triggers, maybe it triggers radiation or like radon release.
Yeah.
And you start to hallucinate.
There you go. Let's go dig some holes out there. Someone should like buy the land near here and like make it an Airbnb or something.
Come dig.
Just for me. Just so I can come and stay. If you own land near Skinwalker Ranch, get in touch.
Please make an Airbnb.
Yeah.
David will be your first
customer. I will come do a live episode.
Family trip? Solo trip.
I don't think the family's going to go with me to the middle of nowhere, Utah.
Got a really exciting place to go.
I'm going
to
go dig some holes and hallucinate.
I'm going to topple some rocks and see
what happens. Come on, family.
Yeah, I mean, beach, Skinwalker Ranch.
Beach, I'm going Skinwalker Ranch.
That's a summer vacation.
That's just me. I don't think they got any good beaches out there. But I'm definitely, I would love to go out
there. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, see? We're going to start talking about Thomas's head. Watch, you're about to see the x-ray.
See the bump.
You're going to see the x-ray of the bump. It's going to pop up on the screen.
Perfectly planned.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pause my game of Half-Life. Here's the screen.
Oh, he didn't believe it.
Ooh. What was he digging for?
Just ask him to dig. Just dig some dig some.
Decided to do some digging? Where? Yeah, because...
What? Here it comes. There we go. Wait for it. Uh-oh. Oh, some B-roll of the hospital. Come on. Stop teasing it. Show me the x-ray.
Scalp separated.
Oof. Oh, man.
That does sound painful.
There it is.
Oh.
X-ray. Uh-oh. Bump on cranium his head.
Bulge.
Here we go. What happened to him is medically impossible.
That's a statement. That's a statement.
It's a slight swell on your head. Yes. I think that's medically possible. What does that even mean? Not medically possible. Like if it happened to him.
It's medically possible.
It's possible.
Right? They just verified it with an x-ray.
Like he didn't walk in with his leg suddenly backwards. Yeah.
But his head doesn't look too bad right now.
It went
back
down. It got better.
Medically, possibly got better.
Medically got better. Yeah, so everybody's really nervous about doing experiments. Travis really wants to do some experiments.
They got to say how dangerous it is.
And so they got to reconcile this drama. This is probably the producer.
Oh, yeah. Got to play this
creating
up.
This story.
It's nearing its end. I can feel the zenith.
Yeah.
For the episode.
Yeah.
Because you invite these guys here, you know they're going to meddle with the ground.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, guys, we're going to film a show about the ranch, all right?
So here's another question I have. If I'm going to be messing with all this, and maybe they do this, do they bring maybe like a Native American spiritual advisor in on all this? Because that's what's missing here is a bunch of white dudes sitting in here being like, my head's swelling and don't dig in the ground. Like, maybe check with the people that have like belief about this.
They do.
Okay, thank you.
In some episodes, they don't bring one on full time, but they do bring in some Native American spiritual advisors.
Okay.
To because there are a lot of
drawings, like Native American drawings and stuff on the ranch. Okay, I was
actually going to bring up a story.
And so they bring those up.
To interpret.
To interpret them and talk about them and everything. So.
Yeah, my quick story related to that is the first hike I ever did, actually, out there with a local. He took us to a bunch of stones that had these drawings on there, like pictographs, right? And they were swirls, which is like kind of symbolizes a spiritual significance, I guess, in the like the Ute Nation.
Okay, yeah.
But it also had these deer and everything going a certain direction, and the people couldn't make heads or tails like what it meant. So like the BLM folks were like trying to analyze it. And they brought in a local guy.
BLM.
Bureau of Land Management, sorry. Yeah. That was the area that was owned by them.
Okay.
And they brought in like a native spiritual advisor, and immediately he kind of chuckled. He's like, well, you're reading the rock upside down.
Oh.
He's like, everything that's drawn on these stones is actually flipped how we read things. It's not top to bottom, it's bottom to top. Oh, and so once they re-looked at the rock, it was very clearly actually a plan of how to hunt deer off of this cliff edge.
Oh.
But it made no sense if we read it as we would try to read it from top down. But he was like, yeah, that's
interesting.
They're leaving a note of like how to hunt around here.
Yeah.
So that's why I bring that up, right? There's like different understandings.
You got to have somebody that knows what they're talking about. Yeah,
to read specific grounding, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they did something that made him go,
And they do find like some sort of spiral pattern on one of the rocks there.
Okay.
And they start talking about how it means a portal exists or something.
Okay.
They really take it, you know.
I was at least told about those sites that it means that there is a spiritual significance, whether that means something happens there or like it's a place of prayer or reverence, right? But I have heard that, though.
So, there is, you know, everybody out there, if you keep watching this show, there is like a spiral drawing of a snake. I think they said it's a snake, but it might just be a spiral on the ranch. I don't think there's any debating that Skinwalker Ranch was an important place in Native American culture.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's pretty well rooted.
Okay.
It's a question of why.
Yeah.
Like, was there actually stuff going on here? If there was, what could it have been?
Uh-oh. He's waited to bring up something?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ooh, there's more to be seen.
We didn't show him everything.
Yeah. Travis needs all the info in order to make an educated plan.
And all in the first episode.
Ooh. Under lock and key.
Materials?
Show him. I bet he's going to dramatically say, show him.
Oh, wait. And then I think I remember this.
Is that what happens?
Don't they bring out something?
Oh, do they bring out like a case or something?
Yeah. Here. The case.
Yes.
I remember this. The case. Okay.
Show them what's in the case.
And it's like a really dramatic.
It's like a rock, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a stone, like out of a box.
Yeah.
Our,
this rock was found on the ground. They blur the code for the door. Eric going back into his gaming setup.
I just want to try and get there and play video games.
Eric's going to go in there. Eric's still trying to find the G-Man.
Yeah.
That's a Half-Life reference.
Oh,
we're going to end before we see it.
We're not going to see it.
I think it's just a rock.
And is it like a radioactive rock?
Episode's over. Oh. And there's the cliffhanger for you. We don't know what's in the case. We'll have to watch episode two to find out.
Teaser.
This season teaser. We got radiation. We got soup cans. Mm. I don't know what that was. We got UAPs.
UAPs.
We got beams of light. Ooh, UFO. Oh, yeah, and then a cow dies on the ranch. And they, like, bring in a guy to cut him open. Yeah, and then, like, in all of this, there's just, like, a haunted house. Like,
I know, it's hard to keep it straight. Like,
there's so many
for.
Different things going on.
Are we looking for UAPs? Are we looking for bones?
Uh-oh. I'm looking for all of it.
I think he has a medical condition, by the way.
Yeah, Thomas swelling head. Has some sort of medical condition.
You have some swelling in
you
your head,
sir. You need to get figured out. All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and they're digging. There we go.
So this is season one, and there are six seasons?
There are six seasons of Skinwalker Ranch. All right. Also coming out right now. I just watched season six, episode eight, a couple nights ago.
All right.
So, you know, if you need to binge it, let me know.
Yeah, we might have to do another watch.
All right. Episode's over, folks. Ian, what's your take on Skinwalker Ranch?
Well, it's like a little bit of a revisiting, but I for some reason I'm really stuck on this radioactive mineral deposits around that area. I'm a little confused about exactly what we're looking for, and now having this internal dialogue about, is there an intersection between, you know, UAP stuff and sometimes spirituality? You know, we have some other examples. Like, I think I remember, what was that? If you go to like some of the indigenous groups back in Mexico, right, when they encountered the Spaniards when they arrived,
yeah,
like, there's some depictions in some of that they've started to tie together, right? Of like, was it so stunning to see these other different peoples or things like that?
Okay.
That it raised that too. So sometimes there's a really interesting bleed over between like those two type of things. So maybe that's why they're looking for aliens and they're looking for a haunted house.
Yeah, they definitely take a shotgun approach here where they're just looking for any type of paranormal.
There might be some bones under the floor. Right? Let's all go find
it. There's a bone here. There's a dead cow there. There's aliens. There's ghosts. There's a dire wolf. There's sorts of stuff going on.
Well, I would tell you though, I mean, to actually go out there, like if we went out there right now and it's like, hey, it's dark out, you want to go walk around this area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just this thing that happens. It'd be a little creepy.
Okay.
A little creepy.
All right. Well, folks, that wraps up special episode number two. We'll be back 2 weeks from now for season two, episode one. We got some good episodes lined up for season two. And if you got any suggestions for things you want to cover, I think I've got 1, 2, and 3 already planned out what I'm going to be covering. But going on from there, you know, I'm just going to see what pops into my head. So if you got suggestions, if you got anything you want me to cover, reach out. Again, as always, oddityarchivepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram, oddityarchivepodcast. Leave us a comment. Leave us a like. Do your thing. We'll see you again in 2 weeks, folks. Bye-bye. Peace.
I am David Stuhldreher, creator and host. The show is edited by my co-host, Evan Miller. All original music created by Sean Bullock. You can follow him at Sean Bullock Video on Instagram. All original artwork done by Tanis. Follow her at Tanis Tattoos on Instagram as well. Thank you for listening.